Oh, good Thursday morning. Throwback Thursday. I got no throwback stories today. But this is Mark with another OSM Audivo, just a five-minute devotional. I appreciate you guys letting me the opportunity to speak into your lives. And this week, we're going to jump right into it. Our theme is Let There Be Light. And God is the only one who can speak light into darkness. And here's a story in John chapter 9. I encourage you guys to read it. It's such an important story. It's the story of Jesus healing a man who was born blind. And I don't know about you, but I don't know of anyone who else who can heal people who were born blind but Jesus. And I think he can still do it today, and he still wants to do it today. But this is a story of Jesus, and it says, as he went along, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus said, neither this man nor his parents sinned, but this happened so that the work of God might be displayed in his life. As long as it is called day, we must do the work of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Listen to this. Jesus is the light of the world. Awesome. Having said this, he spit on the ground, made some mud with the saliva, and put it on the man's eyes. Go, he said to him, wash in the pool of Siloam. So he spits, kind of gross. He spits on the ground, makes some mud with his spit, sticks it on his eyes. And then he says, all right, you're going to go into this pool, and you're going to wash, and you're going to be able to see. So the man, desperate, did exactly what Jesus said. And then his neighbors and those who had been formerly seen him begging said, isn't this the man who used to sit begging? And then some claimed that he was, but others said, no, he just looks like him. But he himself insisted, I am the man. They asked him, how are your eyes open then? He replied, the man they called Jesus made some mud and put it on my eyes. He told me to go to Siloam and wash. So I went and washed, and I could see. It's just an awesome story of a guy whose eyes were closed and then they were open. See, that's what Jesus can do. He speaks light into darkness. But there's a problem that was going on at the same time. The Pharisees, the religious rulers, guys who had all these rules and tried to please God by living out rules, were frustrated, and they started asking him, who opened your eyes? And he said, I told you, it was Jesus. And because there was a dispute whether or not Jesus was the Christ or not, which I find to be a ridiculous dispute, because there was nobody else opening blind eyes. But these people's hearts, these religious leaders, their hearts were so hardened. See, they did everything right on the outside, but on the inside, just things were messed up. They didn't have a true heart. They got the message right, but they didn't have the heart right. And see, we know that God looks at our hearts. See, we can try to do all the right things and act the right way, but God knows our hearts. That's why when we do things in secret and we hide and we walk in darkness, God still knows. And then we're not really fooling him. And we might fool a whole bunch of people, but we can't fool God. And God wants our heart's attention. And this story, these religious leaders, they're frustrated. And Jesus ends up talking about their spiritual blindness. And he uses a phrase often of people having eyes but not being able to see, having ears and not being able to hear. And God wants to open our eyes to see him as he is, to open our ears. He wants to shine light on who he is, that we would understand that he is the light of the world, that Jesus is the light of the world. And once that happens, things happen in our heart, and all of a sudden our lives change. We walk in that light because we realize who he is. I was watching Tangled, and that part it goes, and at last I see the light, and it's like the fog is lifted, and at last I see the light, and it's like the sky is new, and it's warm and real and bright, and the world has somehow shifted. All at once, everything looks different now that I see you. And it's kind of, I love that song, because it's a story of what God does in the hearts of people who see him as he is. And we need to pray, God, show us who you are. Give us revelation of who you are, so we can have that moment where we can say, at last I see it. I see the light. I see what it is that you've come to do. And I want to live my life for you and to be your light here on the earth. guys, I pray that God would move in your hearts. Just all you have to do is say, God, show me who you are, and you have to run after him. Pick up your Bibles and start reading what his word says, what Jesus says in these words, their life, and make a decision to follow this Jesus with all of your heart. And then tell somebody about it. Call me up and say, Mark, I've made a decision to follow Jesus. Help me along, because there's people who want to walk this path with you and will rejoice when you say, at last I see it. I see the light. The fog is lifted. I understand that Jesus is my hope and my life. Thank you.